So this is the Accepting Your Sexuality class. This is class 2 from June 24th. And we will now begin with the Infinity Healing. So, we are now activating the Infinity Healing energy. If you would like to receive it, say yes.
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 And just take a nice deep breath. Would you like an Infinity Healing to clear everything in the way of you receiving the maximum during today's call? If so, say yes.
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 And would you like an Infinity Healing to clear out all the ways, all that is in the way, sorry, I tried to burp, of you releasing the maximum during today's call? If so, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
And if there's any part of you that is in the way of interfering with, sabotaging, afraid of all that's available for you today, would you like Infinity Healing to use a process to set that aside and to show it what is going on from the highest perspective so that it no longer needs to interfere in your life? If so, say yes.
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 And your soul, higher self, knows you better than you know yourself, so will you allow it to also choose what it sees as most important for you to work on during today's session and to automatically receive Infinity Healing for those choices throughout the session? And this will not interfere with any choice you'll be making later on in the call. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And just take a couple of nice, deep, deep breaths. And I will begin the list. Would you like an Infinity Healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that dating is scary? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Take three nice, deep breaths. Would you like an Infinity Healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you will never, ever, ever find the right mate? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an Infinity Healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you always attract the ones who are not actually available? If you'd like that, say yes.
Yeah.
And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an Infinity Healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that the potential mates you attract are always so incredibly dysfunctional? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an Infinity Healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you cannot attract a wonderful spiritual person into your life? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an Infinity Healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you don't deserve to have a mate who truly loves and accepts you? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an Infinity Healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you are too fat to attract a mate? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you have to be fat to be protected? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that if you lose weight, you will be attacked or assaulted? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that being fat is in your genetics and you cannot change that? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that fat people are invisible and that makes us safe? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you don't know how to let go of the fat? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you don't want to let go of the fat? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that being fat is your identity? It is who you are. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you must be fat? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that people judge you and dismiss you because of how your body looks? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that men only want those supermodels? If so, say yes.
Yes. Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you hate your body? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. (Clears throat) Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you can't look at your body, and you certainly can't let anybody else look at it either? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
Excuse me.
Too much ice cream.
Yeah. Dinner. Eating and walking.
Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that when you look at your naked body, you can only see what's wrong with it? If so,
oh,
say
yes.
Yes. And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you know that other people only see your imperfections? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you can't love and accept yourself until you are perfect? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you've never been perfect, so you have never been loved? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you're not pretty because, well, you know, you have stretch marks? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that everybody else has perfect skin? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you do not want to be seen? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that when you talk, no one listens to you? If so, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you don't belong? You're in the wrong place, so you can never fit in. If so, say yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you are in the wrong place and you don't know where the right place is? If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinite healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you've always been different, you have never fit in? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you pretend to be like everyone else, but you aren't, and you can't let anyone know, or they will reject you, and you will be all alone? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and opening and allowing yourself to appreciate the ones you are with and not longing for the ones that you are not with? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and allowing yourself to have clarity about the truth of who you are? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for opening your connection to God so that you know you belong and you are loved? If so, say yes. And three nice deep breaths. And if you have some water, you might want to drink some now. Okay. Guess I should drink some too, huh? And Naomi, the deep breaths that we take are part of our opening up and allowing what we've said we're willing to accept to actually happen. So each deep breath is like you saying yes to God over and over. So, what's been coming up in you guys' life this week?
Well, one thing I kind of realized is that when I care for someone, you're really interested in someone, all of a sudden it's not them, but it's me. I put them out of my reach. Like I make it difficult to talk to them, feeling funny when I'm talking to them because that's how I'm feeling. Partly putting them up on a pedestal, but more than a pedestal, it's like I'm making them unreachable, out of my league, out of having just normal, regular contact with them. And how you can word that, I don't know.
Well, that actually keeps you safe. It allows you to stand at a distance and look at them and admire them and go, oh, how nice this is. But you don't let them close enough, so they can't really cause you any problems.
There you go. Okay. I didn't consciously know that, but yeah, that could very well be it. It sounds right.
Okay, I'm writing down the things.
Barbara, you know the thing I emailed you. That was
okay, Jeanette. I can't hear you. Are you walking around?
Really
or something?
Low.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Can you hear me better now?
Yep.
How about now? Can you hear me better?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
You can hear me better? Oh, okay. Sorry about that. No, I had emailed Barbara something that came through me, so that was amazing because I was just writing, you know, it was just like as if these thoughts were coming about and I just you know, just started writing it down, and it was very amazing after I read it. And then, Barbara, you were saying it had something to do with, like, what you were talking about at the...
on the radio
on your show
Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was really something. It's like a connecting thing. It's like as if just a reminder that you're on the right track, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So it just started flowing, so I just kept writing. And then when I, you know, looked back and read it, it was very deep. So that's something that's been happening for me this week, a lot of thoughts and jotting stuff down. So it's kind of like a channeling of direction.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So I think that we'll go ahead and do the statements that are coming out of what you wrote on the call tonight.
Okay.
Then we'll kill two birds with one stone. Not that I'm into killing birds, but hey, if you're going to do it, you might as well get two with one stone. Okay, so let's do these two things that we've talked about, and then we will check in and see what else there is. So, would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you are supposed to put your desires out of reach or assume that they are out of your league? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that putting your desires that you really want out of your reach keeps you safe? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that if you ever met that perfect someone, you just couldn't handle it? If so, say yes. And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you can never be one of those perfect couples that you see? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you are near the bottom of the scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being one of those incredibly attractive people, and therefore whoever you have in your life has to be at the bottom of the scale too, because you could never, ever, ever hang on to a 10. If you like that, say yes.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing to accept and release the false belief that men get better as they age, women just get old? If you'd like that, say yes.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, I only wrote down two of those. The rest of them are coming from you guys' energy, so that's what you're putting out there.
Well, that's kind of shabby. One thing maybe to expound upon with that is, yes, I realize, like, you like these people, and then it's like, but they would never like me. That's not good enough. And I think you kind of hit on it, but I don't know if you need to hit on it anymore.
Well, I'm getting an image of a witch. I don't know who thinks of themselves as a witch. That I wasn't really sure what to.
Wow.
Yeah, that witch on the Wizard of Oz with that nose with the big bump on it, and you know, and the, she was really attractive. Okay.
Yeah.
Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the belief that you are substandard?
Yeah.
And therefore you can only handle a substandard mate. If so, say yes.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you have so many issues that a really good man would not want to spend any time with you, especially once he knew how many issues you had? If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you're like a kid looking through the window into a candy shop or a pet shop, and you can see all of the wonderful things there, but you know you can't have any of them? If you'd like that, say yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for opening and allowing yourself to know that God has given you the key to the door of that candy shop or that pet shop, and you have free rein to go in there and pick out anything and everything you want, and you can just have a fantastic time with all of it? If you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay. We feel complete with that part? Okay.
Yeah, there was some little thing that resonated that I didn't write down, so I'm not sure. If it comes up, I'll let you know.
Okay. All right, so let's... First, I'm going to read this message that Janetta sent me. Oh, I'm just going to make this whole message part of the infinity healing. So, would you like an infinity healing for opening and accepting the truth that we are living in a time in space where we are so fortunate to evolve so quickly to our higher selves? This is a time to align with the divine by allowing our higher selves to come forth in faith and guide us to our heart's desire by interlocking our human self with the spirit within everyone and everything, by commanding whatever we want, by speaking it into our existence. They have been waiting for so long for us to emerge to this point in this time in our life's existence. We are touching just the surface of our greatness. This is our time, and our guides are rejoicing on celebrating our existence of connecting. You are becoming, they are. Energetically, all things are one with you. So it's time to ignite and become vibrational ally, one with your heaven on this earth in this time. Being reborn by releasing and realizing who and what you truly are. Love, embrace energy. Feel it and be free to receive. If you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And actually it's five nice deep breaths. So they're giving me this image of, it's like when you're watching a show and, you know, and they're cracking a safe and you see the little tumblers fall into place. It's like everybody's getting their little tumblers to fall into place. Okay. All right. So what else?
I guess I've been having some anxiousness, you know, like I've been anxious to getting things done, but there's nothing really to do. Just, you know, chill out. That's what the message was, too, to just relax and let go, you know.
Things in general or specific things?
Oh, I think, you know, the whole thing with mom and making sure that that's done and just making sure everything is in order. And that's just me being human and analytical and wanting things to get in order. But that I think that's the only thing, just being a little anxious about that.
Okay. All right. They're saying something about that. Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that when you are in a situation that you feel you have no control over, you have to go into your analytical mind and dissect every little thing because you have to do something? And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing to accept and release the false belief that when you are feeling stressed by any situation, you need to go back into your own little brain and start analyzing? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, how does that feel?
Relaxing.
Don't get too relaxed. You guys still have 26 minutes. You got to feel, you know.
Getting a little too relaxed.
So wake up. Drink some water. Dance around the room. Yeah. Okay, so what's the next thing?
Being myself around somebody that I really care for. Not even wanting to impress them, just being kind of scared sometimes of being myself. And not always speaking what's on my mind. That's a big one.
Okay. Okay. So, would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that when you are with someone that you care about, or even someone that you're just beginning to care about, it's you cannot be yourself, because if you show them who you really are from the very beginning, then they're just going to walk away. There's not going to be a relationship, because anybody who really gets to know you is going to leave. If so, say yes. And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you do not have any real value, that you cannot trust that people will love you because you know that you're really not worth it? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that freedom is not safe? Freedom means that people can see you, people will know you, that there are no barriers, there are no walls, there's no protection. So freedom is not safe, and you cannot allow yourself to be free.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that the reason why people have left your life in the past is because they've gotten to know you, and you know that that's the reason they left? And if so, say yes.
Yeah.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the resistance that you have stored in your mental body, physical body, or emotional body to actually allowing yourself to evolve, to change, to become the truth of who you are? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, how do you feel?
Sleepy. Got up at 5:30. I can calm now.
Good. Okay, so what's the next issue?
Gina, do you have one?
No, I think I'm good now.
Okay. And Naomi?
I'm okay.
You good? Good. It's not, I've got another.
Okay, what is it?
Sometimes when little things happen to in a relationship, I'm making it the end of the world and really make a big thing out of very little things. And thinking, oh, he's never going back, he doesn't like me, when you know, the guy's just busy sometimes. Just making issues when at times when there shouldn't be. And I don't relate them to the other person, but I'll shut down and just get totally crazy on myself.
Okay. Okay, so would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you are supposed to make mountains out of hills? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you are supposed to create issues that shut you down or drive you crazy if something unexpected happens in a relationship? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you were taught as a child that you were supposed to be quiet? And
oh,
so
yeah.
Now that you're an adult, you have to be quiet.
Yeah.
Okay. And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that no one really wants to hear what you have to say? If so, say yes. Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that if you are quiet, then everybody will think that you're a good little girl? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing that fear that if you do get hurt, if you do make noise, then you'll be like that crazy lady that you see on television who wins some little trivial prize and is jumping up and down and screaming and just making a total and complete mockery of herself, and that is not what you ever want to be? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the need to be a wallflower, to be one of those people who just blends into the background so that no one can see you and you can be perfectly safe? If so, say yes, but do it quietly so no one can hear you. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for opening up and accepting that you have courage? that you have power and that you have a voice that is meant to be heard? If so, say yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And take three nice deep, deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for opening up and allowing yourself to know that you have poise and confidence, that you are someone that people want to hear? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for opening up and accepting the truth that your opinion is just as valuable as everyone else's, and there's absolutely no reason why you should not share your opinion, because other people will benefit. You have wisdom. You are an incredible person. Sharing who you are is what you are here for. If so, say yes. Okay, I was beginning to think I lost you all. Okay, three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that it really is okay for you to talk, it really is okay for you to be heard, that you don't have to stay in the background, that you don't have to disappear, that you don't have to wait for someone else to give you permission to say what you want to say? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for opening you up and allowing you to stand in your power and in your glory and to be seen and to even become famous if that is something that you want to be? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for opening up and accepting that you are confident, that you have knowledge, and when you are talking about the things that you love, when you are sharing those loves with other people, those people want to hear it. They look forward to hear it. They love hearing things from you. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for opening up and accepting that your age really has no factor in your life? It's just a number. You are who you are, and you are sharing who you are, and people want to know who you are. And that whole age thing, it means absolutely nothing. If you're willing to accept this, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, how are you guys doing?
I'm good. Did something happen to Helena?
Helena!
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry I missed that. Oh my goodness.
You phased out on us.
I'm so sorry. Oh, gosh.
said yes to whatever you said.
Oh, well, you know, your higher self said yes, even if you were asleep. It's built in, so you're fine. Okay. We still have 10 minutes, so you have to come up with some other stuff here.
No problem.
Okay, so what's the other stuff?
This feeling that I always attract easily the men I don't want, and the men I do want, I don't. But there's issues.
Okay, let's see how they want to deal with this one. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you have to settle for the men that you don't want instead of actually having the men that you do want? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that having a man in your life will actually screw up your life? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that being in a relationship changes who you are? So the only way you can truly be yourself is if you are alone. If so, say yes.
Yeah.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you need to have a relationship because everybody else around you has one and everybody says you should have one and you know that they're all right even if you decide that you don't want to have one? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that when you are in a relationship with a man, the man has the power because he's the man? And you know, penises have a lot of power in them anyway. If so, say yes.
Yeah.
And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing to accept and release the false belief that in order to accomplish the goals that you have set for your life, you have to be single? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you will be judged by the person you are in a relationship with? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay. All right, so what's the next issue?
I'm thinking.
I'm good.
And you keep saying that, and then when I get started on one, then I get guided to all this other stuff that's coming up, and I'm not sure exactly who it's coming up from. Okay, this one's coming up. Would you like an infinity healing for opening up and allowing yourself to have inner peace no matter what's going on in the outer world? Say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for allowing you to open up and to explore your connection with God? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for allowing yourself to let go of any need within you to live your life according to anybody else's expectations? If so, say yes. Okay, I'll say yes for you. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for opening you up and allowing you to truly have the freedom to be who you really are? And if so, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for opening up and allowing yourself to express your thoughts, your feelings, your belief without any fear of any kind? If
yes.
So, say yes.
Yeah.
And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing to allow you to accept the changes in your life with grace and ease? Mm-hmm. If so, say yes.
Yeah.
And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing to open you up and allow you to accept the truth that you already are a success in life? You have had so many successful things that you have done, and you are capable of doing anything that your heart desires and being an awesome success at it. If so, say yes.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. And are you willing to allow God to deepen these infinity healings and take them to their infinite next levels and share them with all of our relatives, siblings, children, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, inner child, parents, ancestors, spouses, significant others, in all lives, in all spaces, times, and dimensions? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And are you willing to allow God to include in this infinity healing more than what we know to ask for, so we can experience infinitely greater than we ever expected, knowing that it will be whatever is for our highest good? If so, say yes.
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 And are you willing to have all of these infinity healings to be placed on autopilot with infinite ease and grace, so that this energy can continue until all the core issues are transformed and replaced with whatever is for your highest good? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And are you willing to just let everything go, allow God to do God's work, and trust that you will receive inspired actions? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And now we finish this call with gratitude, and we say to God, and take a nice deep breath, and everybody drink lots of water so you can flush all of this stuff out of your bodies, and then you'll look even more young and supple.
Yes. Yes. That. Thank you so much.
So did everyone have good use of your time?
Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you, Barbara.
Oh. Okay, then. I guess we are complete, and we will meet back for this class again next week.
Awesome.
And I will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Yeah. Not sure if I'm going to be around, but I will let you know.
Okay.
All right. Have a good night.
Well, you're welcome.
You too.
Good night. Good night, Naomi.
Bye.
Bye, Naomi.
Thank you, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Good night, Janetta.
Bye.
Night, Barbara.
Good night.